When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, patience! What's up, family? A huge and urgent show as we get to speak. Now, here is the urgency. Do you realize the Eagles could go from the 1 to 5-3? They could go from the number one seed in the NFC East all the way down to the 5 seed in the NFC, not just the East, rather, in 3 hours. Sunday night, Eagles, Cowboys, whole game, whole world watching. Big time, prime time matchup. Now, as you can see behind me, Eagles are currently the 1 seed. But let's assume the Cowboys win and all the other favorites win. Well, just like that, the Eagles would go from the 1 seed all the way down to the 5 seed. It's a big game, big matchup, big show. Let's get to the desk. Eagles all-time rushing leader, LeSean Shady McCoy. I do not want to hesitate any longer. This is your squad. It's Sunday, primetime game, whole world watching, must-win game for the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's a must-win, huh? We got smoked, right? Last week. We got smoked, right? Eagle pack everywhere. So we gotta respond. Hey, we lost the game, cool, right? I don't care about how we lost, the fashion we lost, the points, all that. We lost the game. How do you respond, though? What would be bigger than going to Dallas, to the Big D, boss, and get a big, big win?
Talk about it.
Right? And then you talked about all the playoff situations as far as the seedings.
Yes, sir.
The seeding stands. And right now, we are number one still. We are number one in the NFC East. We are number one in the NFC, the whole conference in general. Mm-hmm. So if we win this game, we stay there.
Talk about it.
No matter if the Niners do this or not.
Yeah.
So I just feel like right now, it's a must win. We need our best.
Yes.
To be that best.
Yes.
In Texas.
Mm. Yes.
And we need Jalen Hurts.
Yes, sir.
To be the Jalen Hurts that we love.
Come on.
We need
now.
A.J. Brown.
Talk about it.
Top three right now.
Talk about it. 2-5.
To go off.
Go off.
We gonna need Devontae Smith.
You gonna need it.
Heisman.
Nah,
to play super big. Hassan Reddick, are you out there?
What are you gonna do?
Because we need you, baby.
You gotta have Reddick, baby.
Big play Slay.
Big play Slay.
He locks stuff down.
I just called you, Slay.
CeeDee Lamb said he's like that, and he is.
He is.
So was Big Time Slay.
Yes, sir.
Bradbury. They said you was trash.
They said he was trash.
I don't believe it.
I didn't see it.
Was he all pro, Joy?
Me neither.
Was he all pro?
He was all pro.
Be all pro against Dallas Cowboys Sunday.
Yes, sir.
I won't go through the whole team.
You don't have to.
Before I get done. Lane Johnson.
Lane Johnson.
When you play, we win.
Uh-huh.
Jason Kelce.
Jason Kelce, that's a Hall of Famer.
Should I stop?
That's a Hall. Don't stop.
Fletcher Cox.
Fletcher Cox, where you at?
You did not show up. And you my brother.
Let's
just show up.
Yeah.
And then the last and not least.
Who's last,
Shady? Lord.
Uh-huh.
Jalen Carter.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. You a beast.
Your first round.
First round. You dominated in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Now you dominated in the NFL.
Uh-huh. What about Swift, though?
Rookie defense player of the year. That's going to be who he is.
What about Swift, though?
And then DeAndre Swift.
Oh, my goodness.
The Eagles are not the same team unless DeAndre Swift goes off.
Talk about it.
So to wrap all that up.
Wrap it up.
Put in a box, put the bow on it. Send it to Dallas, UPS, mm-hmm. FedEx.
FedEx, whatever.
We need y'all to dominate, baby. Get this big win.
Like
Let's go.
Say amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. We need Shady warmed up. Shady.
Joy, must-win game for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, it is. It is a must-win game. You know how I feel about these. You know how I feel about this verbiage. No, they're not out of the playoffs. No, the season is not over if they lose this game. It is not a literal must-win game for the Philadelphia Eagles. They have done enough this year to secure that. But if they want to stay in the driver's seat in the NFC,
mm-hmm.
if they want to stay in the driver's seat in this division,
they
need to win this game. And if they want for that game against the Niners, that beatdown against the Niners, to not matter that much, go handle business in Dallas. Because right now it feels looming. It is this dark cloud surfacing over Philadelphia and the future of the Eagles this season. It feels so big that they lost. But not just lost in that fashion. You want to erase all that? You want to make that just a bad week? Go beat a very, very good Dallas team that is rolling right now, that is excellent at home, that has an MVP candidate at quarterback, a Super Bowl winning coach, an excellent defense. Go set the tone, beat them, win the season series, and remove all doubt that in this division that you're in the driver's seat. So from that perspective, it has to be a must-win for the Eagles.
Let me see if I can do my
best. You need a rock for this?
Get the rock.
Let me see if I can do my best Shady impression.
Is this a must win?
How Shady do it?
Yeah.
You better believe it. Man, you just got blown out. We always talk about you have not played your consistent football all year long. Now you're going to say we lose to the Niners in a beatdown and we go on the road and lose two games in a row? One to a division opponent in the Dallas Cowboys, this is a must win. Number one, it's a must win because even if you lose this game, the Niners go to the number one seed, right? So it's going to be tough to catch the San Francisco 49ers. You still may win the division because the division is in your hands because all you got to do is beat the Giants twice. That's going to happen. So even if the Cowboys win this, the Eagles still have an excellent chance to win this division.
True.
But what they don't have an excellent chance to do is get the number one seed because now that goes to the Niners and you're hoping and praying the Niners lose.
Yep.
Which means if you do make the postseason, not if you do, when you do make the postseason, the game ain't in the link. The game is in the Bay. And you don't want to go to the Bay. This is a must win. And Shady started it off excellent.
We going
back. The big timers got to show up.
Got to show up.
Right? For the Philadelphia Eagles, the only person consistently all season long that's been balling is A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for everybody else to put this thing together and put together a really good football game and go win this game. Because if they don't, they're going to find a way to lose back-to-back football.
Y'all preaching. Y'all preaching. Can I take the anchor and just try to bring it home? It's a must-win game because it's a must-get-hurts-healthy season. People not talking enough about that. Shady brought it up a little bit yesterday. It's a must-win game because it's a must-get-hurts-healthy season. Jalen Hurts is not 100% healthy. How do we know that? Last game against the 49ers, he had one design run for minus 2 yards. When they played the 49ers in the playoffs, when they won, he had 11 carries for 39 yards. That's the difference in the ball game. Now, last game, he had 7 carries for 20 yards, but those weren't all design runs. But even still, that's a 50% decrease in Jalen Hurts' rushing output.
Yep.
It's a must-get-hurts-healthy season. Now, here's a dilemma. If you lose to the Cowboys, you have to play Jalen Hurts the entirety of the rest of the season just to ensure you get the NFC East one seed. Not the NFC one seed. If you lose to the Cowboys, you'll still get the one if you win out. But that means you got to play Jalen Hurts for the rest of the season just to win the NFC East, not to win the NFC. You're still not getting a bye if you lose to the Cowboys because now you don't control your own destiny. Now the Niners do and the Lions to some degree do. So it's a must get Hurts healthy season. Ooh. The only way you can get Hurts healthy is if you win. Because if you win, now you got a 2-game lead up on the Cowboys. So now you have a decision to make. At a minimum, you'll win the NFC East. So you can chill. Jalen Hurts, sit week 18. We'll win the NFC East. We'll either be the 3 seed or the 2 seed. We Gucci. If the Niners drop one, okay, now maybe Jalen Hurts. We can sit you week 18 and we'll get the bye.
Yeah.
But the only way to ensure you can get Jalen Hurts healthy is if you beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. So for me, it's a must win because you must get Hurts healthy. But Shady, let's talk the real talk. Cowboys, they on a hot streak right now.
Yeah.
4 games in a row. Couple blowouts. Couple 40-point games. Yeah. Got 4 40-point games in the last 6 games. Eagles coming off their worst game of the season. They've been trailing at halftime, I believe, the last 5 games.
That's true.
But they've only lost one.
Mm-hmm.
You're the Eagles' all-time rushing leader.
Yeah.
Incredibly hard to do. Who you got more confidence in, though, big dog, Cowboys or Eagles? Don't think too long.
More confidence?
Yes, sir.
I'm going with the Eagles. Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles.
Yeah.
You know why? I would say we're more battle-tested, right? Even though we got smoked by the Niners, we're more battle-tested. We played more tougher teams, and we found ways to win, even if we didn't play well. That's why James said that a couple weeks ago, that we're the best in football. That's probably how we were playing.
We all did. You keep saying James.
I'll say this. I think the Cowboys are a really, really good team. They're so talented. They fight to the end, right? But I just think that when the game gets tough and we need clutch moments, you can say what you want about Jalen Hurts, man.
Yeah.
But he going to show up.
Yeah.
That's one thing about it.
No doubt. So
game gets tough. The moment gets big. The lights get bright.
He gets better.
And he gets better.
True.
And if we can find a way to get that, Jalen, the whole game. Get our defense playing aggressive again. Tackling. All them small things that we haven't been doing like we did last week, we didn't do.
Yeah.
And then start the drives off early. I think we'll see a Philadelphia team that's come out that's desperate. Let's come out to prove something, right? Everything you read from all the interviews and articles from all the players is all about starting early. You know, let's put in our thing down, you know, letting this team know we're going to be here for a long day. Where I fight with the Niners, we didn't do that. We had a chance to do that.
Yeah.
We moved the ball up and down the field. We got field goals. Mm-hmm. I think we'll see a different team come out here and get touchdowns. And the last point, when I watched that Seahawks game against the Cowboys, that encouraged me to feel like, okay, we have a big, big chance. Before, I thought it was going to be a real close one just because of the Cowboys they're playing on a hot streak. But nah. When I watched that game, it gave me encouragement. Mm. Yeah. Let a 6-5 Seahawks team battle with y'all?
Yeah.
Seriously, though. Mm-hmm. So when I look at this, we're going to run the ball well because our running back is really, really, really good, mm-hmm. right? And I think Jalen Hurts is going to be that MVP-type player that we've been seeing, right, over the years. And then we're going to ball. Yeah. So, listen, my money on them birds, man. I hope to see my boy Slim right here.
Oh, no.
And Shady going to be right here.
Oh, no.
Let me turn this on its head real quick, Joy and James. Cowboys. You can hear Slim's echo from a distance. Shady said the Eagles are more battle-tested.
Yeah.
For the first time, I had a thought. Battles prepare you, but battles also wound you.
Mm-hmm.
So the Eagles are more battle-tested, but you could also say that the Eagles are more wounded. Yeah. I mean, think about it. Think about what those battles have left the Philadelphia Eagles. To some degree, at least mentally, wounded. 42-19. You got to overcome that. Joy Taylor, James Jones. James, you go first. Who are you more confident in?
You know, this is easy for me, you know, because there's no reason why the San Francisco 49ers should have went into the link last week against a 10-1 Philadelphia Eagles football team favored, right? The only reason they went into that football game favored on the road against the number one team in the National Football League is because everybody with their own two eyes has seen the way the Philadelphia Eagles has played football this season.
Oh, no.
So for me, when you talk about more confidence, over this stretch that Dak is playing at an MVP level,
I'm waiting.
The Dallas Cowboys are a better football team. They've been playing better football than the Philadelphia Eagles. So right now, at this point in the season, going into Sunday night football, I have more confidence in the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott and Coach Mike McCarthy than I do with the Philadelphia Eagles, strictly on how they are playing football in between them lines. The Philadelphia Eagles for 13 weeks have not played consistent football. The Dallas Cowboys last 8-9 weeks have been pure dominant playing consistent football. So more confidence, I'm going with the team that's playing the best football right now, and that is the Dallas Cowboys.
James on that Cowboys juice.
You know? Yeah.
He
does. Playing well?
And then we'll win. He'll be back on us. He does that.
You know, maybe. We'll see how the show goes.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm in between on this. I know that's a cop-out, but I really don't have confidence either way in either of these teams right now. The Eagles are obviously coming off of a really bad loss to a really good team at home. Mm. To James's point, they were underdogs, and we all thought that was crazy. And it turned out if you took that, you were covered pretty substantially. But the Cowboys haven't beaten anyone. The Seahawks is the best win that they have as far as opponent goes this season. I know that sounds outrageous because they have beaten teams down, but those were not good teams. The Seahawks was their best opponent win this season. And as Shady just pointed out, they battled with them. Now, that might say something about what the Seahawks are more than what the Cowboys are, but because the Cowboys won. But that was a close game. That wasn't no blowout. They weren't kicking the Seahawks around the way that they did everybody else.
Not at all.
But the Eagles are coming off a really bad loss. We have a lot of questions about them. Jalen Hurts isn't fully healthy. They're not utilizing him the way that he can be utilized to his highest level. And the defense has been struggling a bit as well. So I really don't have pure confidence in either of these teams. It's easy to say you're confident in Dallas. Mm-hmm. But then you're just leaving out the times that Dallas didn't play well against the Niners and haven't beaten a really strong opponent this season. This will be the biggest, this will be their signature win of the season if the Cowboys beat the Eagles. Yeah. If the Eagles drop to the Cowboys, it's changed their entire season because now they're out of the driver's seat and they're depending on other people in order to stay at the top of the division and stay at the top of the NFC. And the way that they look coming off last week, it is perfectly reasonable to question what they're going to do in this game on the road against a Dallas team that is excellent at home. So I'm right down the middle. I don't know what to expect from this game. If the Eagles beat the Cowboys again, I would not be surprised. If the Cowboys beat the Eagles, I wouldn't be surprised based off of where we are at this point in the season. On top of the fact that the Dallas offense has been playing really well and the Eagles defense has been struggling a bit. Jalen Hurts' offense doesn't look exactly the same with him. And the Cowboys defense has been vulnerable throughout this year in different positions as well. So I think this is a great, very equal matchup, despite the fact that if you look surfacely at what the Cowboys have done the past few weeks, it's very easy to say that they would do exactly what the Niners did.
Can I try to convince you?
Sure.
Can I convince you?
Yeah. Please help me.
168. The Cowboys' point differential this season is 168. The difference in margin between the Cowboys and their opponents as it pertains to the score is 168 points. That's a lot of touchdowns. I don't know 168 divided by 7, but it's plus 20. Mm. I think it's about 23, 24. It's a lot of touchdowns. I just did that in my head. Somebody tell me if I was right. So with that being said, the Eagles' point differential, Joy Taylor, is only 41. You play who you play. Why not be more confident in the team that has a 168-point differential, that's won four straight games, that's put up 40 points in four of their last six games versus the Eagles team that hasn't done it all season?
Because this isn't college. The wins at the end of the year count all the same. How many wins you got, how many wins you got. And then how many wins against your division do you got? And how many wins in conference do you got? At no point are we going to, okay, well, this was a more impressive win than this win, and common opponent, they did this. This is the NFL. So put who against who? And I don't like to do that because you play who you play. If you're asking me to have confidence, mm-hmm. if you're asking me what I think is going to happen in the game, which is what we're doing, yeah. then I have to look at what you did against who and where were you getting these points? We can pull statistics all the time, and we do. And, you know, it's fun to add that to your argument. I do it all the time, and it supports things. But sometimes they actually matter. So when it comes to the Cowboys, yes, they have looked excellent. But what are you going to do against a real opponent? And they can prove it this weekend. Like, I'm not saying they're not going to do that, because maybe they are a different team than they were when they played the Niners early in the season. Maybe they are a different team than they were when they played the Cardinals and were blaming everybody else for their problems. Maybe they're a different team now, but we haven't seen that. So basically, you're predicting this, but the point differential, yeah, they put up 40 against the Giants, but multiple times they've blown people out.
And knowing that, and you asked that question, but you don't believe in the Cowboys like that either, right?
No. I'm more confident in the Cowboys this week, but I don't believe in the Cowboys.
I know, but overall, right? So you don't believe... Hold on.
Talk to me. Talk to me, 2-5.
The Dolphins, yeah. You don't believe in them, right?
I believe in them like I believe in the Cowboys. Okay. Same box.
Okay. So you don't really believe in the Cowboys or the Dolphins, but you believe in the Cowboys this week against the Eagles.
Yes, sir. Can I clarify? Because I don't want this clipped off.
Yeah.
Until I see the Cowboys beat a good team and the Dolphins beat a good team, I don't believe in them to win the Super Bowl. Just want to make sure I clarify.
The Super Bowl.
Correct.
Okay, but the Eagles, they beat good teams.
I still believe in the Eagles to win a Super Bowl.
I still believe in the Eagles to win a Super Bowl. You a smart dude. Hold up. So you believe the Eagles can win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But you believe the Cowboys and Dolphins can't.
Not until they beat a good team.
So right now, think so?
Yes, sir.
But you think they got a better chance this weekend?
Yes, sir. I think the Eagles are wounded.
Okay.
I think the Eagles, I don't hunt. But a lot of my Eagles teammates, they hunted. Mm-hmm. And you often hear about those wounded animals. Yeah. I think the Eagles right now are wounded. I think that there is blood in the water. Yeah. I think defensively, they're wounded. I think their offensive coordinator, wounded. I think you can pounce on the Eagles right now because they are wounded. They are a wounded animal in a jungle, and the Cowboys are prey. And they see in them.
Predators.
And the Cowboys are predators. And they just see in the Eagles right now, and they're wounded. That's why I think the Eagles are susceptible.
Yeah, I was just watching Predators.
So hold on really quick. So you believe in the Eagles that they can win a Super Bowl, and you don't believe in the Cowboys that they can win a Super Bowl, but you believe in the Cowboys this week to beat the Eagles.
Yes.
So you believe the Eagles could go into the playoffs and beat the Niners? What are we watching with our own two eyes right now on tape?
I'm glad you brought this up. If the Cowboys beat the Eagles, I will say I believe in the Cowboys to be able to win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
Only reason I don't believe in the Cowboys, I believe that what you do in the regular season matters. That's where I'm a little different than a lot of people. If the Cowboys can beat the Eagles, then I'm like, oh, then they can beat them again. But if they can't beat no playoff teams, I can't sit here and say that I believe in their 40-point wins. I don't just yet. But here's my question before we go to break. Joy, I'll leave with you. I don't want to disrespect the Eagles and compare them to the Vikings because we don't think highly of the Vikings.
Ooh, don't do that.
So I don't do that. Even though the Vikings started really well last year. I'm going to jump a couple years back. At what point Well, we look at the Eagles like the 2020 Pittsburgh Steelers. We respect Tomlin. We respect Big Ben. So that should not be nearly as offensive. Those Pittsburgh Steelers started off 11-0. They finished 12-4. They lost a wild card game because Big Ben threw four picks. They lost a wild card game to the Browns. Big Ben struggled the majority of that season.
Yes, he did.
So we knew he'd be throwing picks. Mm-hmm. He got to the playoffs. He threw picks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts, as it pertains to Jalen Hurts, has struggled the majority of the season. More often than Jalen Hurts last year, he'd been throwing picks. So I wouldn't be surprised if he went to the playoffs and threw picks. Yeah. At what point, and I'm starting with you, Joy, because you know the Steelers better than anybody.
Yeah.
At what point will you look at the Eagles team, if they lose again, and now they're 10-3, two consecutive losses, Steelers started 11-0, then they had three consecutive losses. At what point might you look at this Eagles team like that really, really good Steelers 2020 team?
Yeah, thank you for bringing up old stuff, by the way. We had such a great segment. I would wait until the end of the season. Like, I would have to see it in the playoffs. Because this, unlike that team, this team was in the Super Bowl and won the NFC last year. Mm. And Jalen Hurts, as recently as last year, played at an all-pro level. Big Ben, we know, has been like was like this mm-hmm. for a while at the end of his career. So I don't know how many of us were completely shocked, maybe more irritated that it was the Browns that beat the Steelers, but particularly shocked that that's how that game went when you watched how the end of that season yep. went. Yes, obviously they were on an incredible run during the regular season, but things fell apart down the stretch.
Yep.
So I don't know that I would go that far. I'd have to see more from the Eagles. Like, they've just lost. And they're still at the top of the NFC. And if they compile losses, if they lose to the Cowboys and they struggle down the stretch, then yes, that would add more information to saying that they're much more similar to that team. But that team wasn't at that height that the Eagles were just a few months ago last season to then come down to where the Steelers were playing. I just don't think we have enough information yet.
See, I was in the situation that the Philadelphia Eagles are in right now. We won the Super Bowl in 2010. Right, as the sixth seed. The very next season, we were 15-1.
Mm-hmm.
But we were not playing good football. We weren't playing good football. We entered into these playoffs not with a lot of confidence playing good football like we were playing earlier in the season, beating some teams. We were not a confident bunch. And every single week, we're like, we're going to get to ourselves next week. We're going to get to ourselves the next. And we never fixed the problems. It never changed. That's who we were as a football team late in that stretch, and we lost in the playoffs. That's why I keep saying all I see with Philadelphia when I turn the tape on is them not playing their best football. And it's been 13 weeks, and it's coming out of the locker room and the players. I don't know if that changes overnight. And I'm not saying they're going to lose the rest of their games, but when you get into these playoffs, I don't know if you're going to be able to rack off three in a row because you have not been playing consistent football all season long.
Yeah, that comp is probably closer because the Steelers were 8-8 the year before that. So mm-hmm. coming from a higher point, that's why, to me, the Eagles have more equity during the regular season than perhaps that Steelers team. Like, you're not coming from a high like that. We've recently seen what Jalen Hurts is capable of, particularly when he's healthy. And look, we don't like to add the health thing into things, especially while the season's going, because if you're playing, you're expected to play at the level that you're capable of. But we all know Jalen Hurts isn't fully healthy.
Yeah.
And that's playing a part in their success this year.
The Eagles are already trying to do the unthinkable. I believe it's only the 1970 Cowboys and the 2017 Patriots who lost the Super Bowl and returned back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
so we're already trying to witness the Philadelphia Eagles do something that you rarely ever see in sports. And they got to beat the Cowboys to make sure they can keep the trend going. When we return, this might be my favorite topic of the day. Complete chaos going on with the Jets. Their starting quarterback, they cut. And now Zach Wilson, who's their first-round pick, who they benched, is starting. Chaos, anarchy, complete indecision going on in the Big Apple, and we got to discuss it next. It's the best conversation of the day. Don't forget, you can check us out every day on the Fox Sports channel on Sirius XM.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Fair.
family, buckle up for this topic. We're in Second and Short, second topic of the day, but it's the best topic of the day. Turn your volumes up for this chaos. Zach Wilson, number 3 overall pick for the Jets a couple years ago, he's back as a starter. Remember, 2 weeks ago, he was benched, not number 2 on the depth chart, number 3 on the depth chart, and he was the second overall pick. Do y'all realize the chaos going on? Head coach Robert Saleh said, quote, Zach Wilson gives us the best chance to win. Now, let me just paint the picture on this before we get to the catastrophe and who is at fault. To start the season, Aaron Rodgers, followed by Tim Boyle, followed by Zach Wilson. Those were the 3 quarterbacks. It was Aaron Rodgers, Zach Wilson, Tim Boyle. Then Rodgers gets hurt 4 plays in. Now Zach Wilson is a starter. You acquire Trevor Siemian, and you got Tim Boyle. It's great. Zach Wilson loses 3 to 4 games in a row. Now you don't move Zach Wilson from the starter to second string. You move Zach Wilson from first string to third string. You don't make Trevor Siemian, your number 2 quarterback, the starter. You take the 3rd quarterback, Tim Boyle, and you make him the starter. Okay, Tim Boyle loses 2 games in a row. You don't just make him the backup. You cut him completely. You get rid of him, and you sign a Brett Rypien off the street and bring him on the roster. You take Zach Wilson from your 3rd quarterback, and you make him your 1st quarterback. It is total chaos, Joy. I can't even wrap my mind around it all. But New York is one of the biggest markets, and this is one of the biggest topics. What's your reaction to the Jets catastrophe?
Sounds like Jets math to me. And it always is. And that's what's irritating about this situation. Just listening to you describe that process, my blood is boiling. I can't stand when organizations are dysfunctional. Not for me, because it's not affecting my legacy and my career and my checkbook, but there's a lot of talented players on that Jets team. And other than statistics, what's happening for them this year? Every single week, you walk into work, who's the quarterback today? I don't know. Some guy named Tim Boyle, who's only there because he's friends with Aaron Rodgers, who is now cut. 2 weeks ago, he was the starting quarterback, and we have a better chance with Tim Boyle than Zach Wilson, the 2nd overall pick in the draft. Tim Boyle, who in 11 seasons, college and pro in his career, has 16 passing touchdowns and 38 interceptions. Please don't play in my face. Please don't play in my face. I can't stand when people play in my face. The Jets play in everyone's faces. What is the plan? What is the process? Who makes these decisions? Is it just like Ouija night at Woody's? You just go to the owners and we just moot around. Oh, let's pick a letter. Oh, this is the guy. Zach Wilson does not give you the best chance to win. He gives you the best chance to win based off of the quarterbacks that you currently have in the building. It's what's frustrating to me is organizations like this will get our attention because they're dysfunctional. But you have organizations like the Ravens, like the Lions, like the Texans, like Jacksonville that we're not even talking about. And they're just doing things right. Like the Texans, we do not have the roster that the Jets have and have figured it out. Is C.J. Stroud a better quarterback than Zach Wilson? Yes. Where was C.J. Stroud picked in the draft? The exact same place. The exact same place. So don't sit here and tell me that there's no options. Don't tell me that you couldn't make a move after Aaron Rodgers went down. Yes, it's unfortunate. It sucks. It sucks for you. It sucks for us. It sucks for the team. It sucks for the city of New York. It sucks for NFL fans. Across the globe that Aaron Rodgers went down. We talked about him for 6 months. You think anyone was happy to see that? No. But make moves. And if you're not going to do that, stick with Zach Wilson. But I don't know how you walk into work every day as a Jets player and it's guess who today?
Yeah.
Tim Boyle, James? Tim Boyle. He's cut now. Now you get up. Zach Wilson gives us the best chance to win.
Man.
Win what? NFL games? Is he good at charades? Is he good at twister? Like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about, Shady?
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about? It's tough, though. I mean.
What's tough?
Life. Robert Saleh's job. Robert Saleh's job.
They
is
pay
tough.
Him for that.
They
he
do.
Does get checks for that.
But the reason why I say it's tough is because what do we want him to do? He has Zach Wilson out there when Aaron Rodgers got hurt. He said, we are committing to Zach Wilson, which you should do because this was your 2nd overall pick. He goes through a solid stretch, not him playing good football, but at least you won 3 games in a row. So now his leash has gotten a whole lot longer. If we are watching these Jets football games and seeing the way Zach Wilson was playing football, it was not good. The defense was playing their tails off. The offense looked absolutely terrible. It was not good. The only thing you can do is say, We got to go to another quarterback. The quarterback they went to try to get a spark was Tim Boyle. Not a good option, but it was one of the only options that they had.
Why?
What you mean why? Because he's on the roster.
Why?
I don't know why they signed him. We can't keep saying Aaron Rodgers brought him. Aaron Rodgers didn't sign the contracts.
Who?
The owner, the GM, the scouts, all that. They say Tim Boyle's here. I don't think Aaron Rodgers can come in here and say, hey, I want, you guys got a second overall pick, but I want Tim Boyle on the team as well. Come on now. I don't care what GM owner you are. You're going to be Aaron Moore. We seen Tim Boyle. She just said the stats. So, but there's no, and then a lot of people wanted him to go to the streets. The streets to get who? We seen Carson Wentz lose his job in Washington.
Cool places, yeah.
So, like, there's,
you're co-signing
there's
this?
Nobody else to go out there and get. So, he's just, as a coach, this is what I got. Let's try to get a spark. Let's try to get you these too. Dudes in the game. And all three of these dudes played bad football. So, you know what? Let's just go back to our second overall pick and let him finish this thing out. Does it suck? Does it look crazy? Yes, but none of these quarterbacks have played well. Robert Saleh has did his job on his side of the ball.
I agree with that.
He did his job.
It does look crazy.
They scored 13 points to the Atlanta Falcons, and you can't barely get a first down.
That's bad.
Why can't you get a first down? You can't get a first down because
his quarterback.
Tim Boyle in. And no disrespect to Tim Boyle. Okay, but like, unserious.
You can disrespect.
But Tim Boyle had unserious.
Tim Boyle had one touchdown and 13 interceptions in college. With all due respect, disrespect. I mean, one touchdown, again, college people. One touchdown, Shady, 13 interceptions
really quick,
in college.
Before Shady goes. You're Robert Saleh. What are you doing with this quarterback position? Explain to me. You as a head coach right now, and you said, okay, Aaron, four plays in. We got to go with Zach. You committed to Zach. Zach's playing absolutely garbage. The defense is out there busting their tails. I got my man out there in Garrett Wilson, who's an excellent receiver, but we don't know. Because of the quarterback play, where do you go? What do, Emmanuel?
For me, it is simple. I do not wait until it starts raining to build the ark. So I would have had a Nick Foles, a Carson Wentz, a Colt McCoy, so at least there isn't as much blood on my hands. Because if you trot out a Super Bowl MVP, then Jets fans, they can only be so mad.
Colt McCoy got cut for Josh.
I'm talking about Nick Foles. If you trot him out, at least you can say, you know what? This dude has played well in the National Football League. You trot out Carson Wentz, at least you can say, this dude is a former number two overall pick.
So
if you trot out Colt McCoy,
you
at
know
least
who
you
is
can
it?
Say,
Tim Boyle!
But five. They started with Zach, not Tim.
Yeah, James got a point. Just where you going to go? I mean, since Salas got there in, 2021, you got Zach Wilson, Tim Boyle, you got Joe Flacco, Josh Johnson, Trevor Siemian, Mike White. Like, what do you want to do with the type of guys and quarterbacks? What can you do? On defense, he's a defensive coach. They balling on defense, right? You go out there, you get you an MVP caliber quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Now everybody excited. That's why we talk about him every week, every day, because we thought this team would be good enough on defense. And all the skill position they got, from Breece to
Garrett
Wilson, they got players. I just don't know, as a fan of the game, what would you want Robert Saleh to do as a coach?
But my question is, he's had a lot of bad luck, right? Like, he's had a lot of bad luck because he doesn't have a good winning record as a
MVP,
coach. Like,
you went out there to go get
double. You did get, you went.
Fourth play, he gets you, a torn Achilles.
Horrible luck. I will give you that. But when it comes to Zach Wilson, mm-hmm. which, fine, if you're going to go with Zach Wilson this year, mm-hmm. please don't turn around and act surprised that Zach Wilson is exactly what he was last year when you benched him for Mike White. And then you went up, you as the head coach, because you're not the defensive coordinator. If Robert Saleh was just the defensive coordinator, give him a head coaching job next year because he's doing an incredible job with the defense. But you're not the defensive coordinator. You're the head coach. And your voice and your word has to matter. I'm not saying Zach Wilson has done anything to deserve having an attitude about this on the field. But, like, what is Zach Wilson supposed to think? One minute you bench me for Mike White. Then you come back. Then you replace me with Aaron Rodgers. Then you come back to me. Then you replace me for Tim Boyle. Then you come back to me. Like, there's no plan. And if you were going to go with Zach Wilson, don't act surprised he doesn't do well, which is the point. You knew Aaron Rodgers was going to be unavailable for the rest of the season. Oh, I forgot to mention, we left out the part. We left out the part where Aaron Rodgers was miraculously coming back from an Achilles after 3 weeks. So we left that part out, too. And they let that happen.
That is true. That is true.
We forgot that. There was another quarterback that they replaced. It was potentially Aaron Rodgers out there on some crutches doing that.
True.
They should just have tryouts. New York City, all right? Let's just do it in Times Square. The point is, it doesn't have to be this chaotic. It doesn't. It does not have to be this chaotic. And there are players that they could have brought in who, to Emmanuel's point, have at least played well in the NFL. If you're going to go with Tim Boyle, please don't cut him 2 weeks later and talk about Zach Wilson gives us the best chance to win.
I mean, but like Carson Wentz, are we supposed to get happy about that?
No.
And I like Carson. I'm not saying anything bad. But like, we've seen him play.
Here's my thing, though.
He's been bad everywhere he's been since Philadelphia.
But we got to put bad in perspective. Right, can we please put bad in perspective? I don't know off the top of my head. Andy, you'll probably have to help me if I'm wrong.
Okay, before you go to the numbers, right, because I see why you do the number thing. Him as a player, when we watched him in Washington?
Let's go Indianapolis first. Because if I'm not mistaken, in Indy, I think he had 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
That's his best year? Is that his best year?
That was the year right after the Eagles. We said that was bad. Sure, it was bad. I'll submit. 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. It was bad. Say it was bad. That's better than Tim Boyle. The other thing is, at least give me some promise, Shady. We saw the Jags and the Bengals on Monday night, and they both had to play backup quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Jake Browning, at a minimum, he was good in college. Lisa Salters asked him after the game, Jake, how do you feel about this win? You know, are you surprised? He said, I'm a good quarterback. He went 32 of 37. C.J. Beathard, he went in the game after Trevor Lawrence got hurt. He went 9 for 10. I don't think Tim Boyle has sniffed 32 or 37 in college or the pros. We've seen this at other places. Cleveland Browns, you said it in the pre-show meeting. I think Joe Flacco had 2 touchdowns, no interceptions last week. Like, Josh Dobbs, he replaced Colt McCoy.
He had an interception.
He had a pick. Yeah, two touchdowns.
He played better than I thought. But
so I'm just saying, like, we've seen it.
If they're there, okay, so maybe you win one more game. Because I don't think that if you bring Carson there, I don't think if you bring Joe Flacco. I don't think if you bring, who else you said?
Colt McCoy.
That's my cousin. On my mama's sister's cousin's side. Yep. If he's there, I don't know if they just be winning these games. Like, I don't know if they're doing it.
I don't think they win
either. I've seen them play.
I'm not saying that they're going to win either. And maybe it's a difference between one more win or not.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, it is chaos. It is a barnyard musical, what they're doing up there. Like, make a choice. Try. Kirk Cousins went down. What did the Vikings do? They tried. Like, there was no try. And then you can't then make the excuse that, oh, well, we did try. We went with Zach Wilson, and he was bad. He was bad last year. What are you basing this on? There's no process. Who is responsible? Is it the GM? Because I'm not even blaming Robert Saleh entirely. We all know that internally that there is a hierarchy for decisions, and different organizations have different influences. We know the Cowboys, Jerry Jones was going to get in some of these decisions. That's how it goes over there. Yes, Mike is a coach. Yes, they have Stephen Jones as GM. Jerry's going to be involved. Some organizations, it's just Bill Belichick. Every organization is different when it comes to the decision making. All I'm saying is, it's not purely Robert Saleh's fault. It was bad luck, and Zach Wilson isn't good. But at some point, set the tone. Say this is what we're doing and do it. Because I don't believe that Tim Boyle gave them a better chance to win than Zach Wilson.
You were watching Zach?
Did you watch Tim Boyle?
Yes, I did. But
did you see Tim Boyle before? No, you didn't, because he's not an NFL quarterback, because he's not in the NFL anymore.
That is why I'm trying to say, what do you want him to do? This was the plan. We fly in this private jet, and we going down here to L.A. to get Aaron Rodgers. Point blank, period. You know what? Aaron Rodgers is going to be healthy for these next 2 years, and he's going to help us develop Zach Wilson, the dude that we took second overall. That's what is going to happen. Whoever's the third quarterback, if y'all saying Aaron Rodgers brought Tim Boyle just here to be Aaron Rodgers' friend then. You know what I mean? Make Aaron Rodgers more comfortable. But this is our plan right now. When Aaron goes off in 2 years, hopefully he has taught Zach enough that Zach can go out here and play at a decent level, because we got a good defense. 4 plays in, Aaron Rodgers getting hurt. We got to go to our second overall pick. He comes in the game. He don't light it up, but he has a win streak. He wins 3 in a row, and they kind of in the playoff picture. Aaron Rodgers talking about coming back off the Achilles if we can make it to the playoffs. And then he has 4 games to where, Lord have mercy.
He did that last year.
He was on a three-game win streak, even though you playing terrible. So as a head coach, it looked like, okay, cool, we finding ways to win, even though the quarterback ain't playing well. The last four games, it's like, we're never going to win a game like this with the way Zach Wilson is playing. The only other choice we have is Trevor Siemian or Tim Boyle. Even though Tim Boyle threw 16 touchdowns and 80 interceptions in college, in practice, he has showed us
one touchdown
that he is better than Trevor Siemian. So we are going to go with him. You know what? We already know how Zach Wilson's playing. Move him down to the third string just in case something go on with Tim Boyle. We need to see what Trevor Siemian has. That's really the only thing you could do as a coach. Or like you said, go get a Carson Wentz. Go get a Colt McCoy that lost his job to Josh Dobbs. None of these dudes is the answer.
They're not the point answer. They're not period. The answer, but you tried.
He in a tough spot.
He is in a tough spot. I don't envy him.
No.
He put himself in the spot.
He need to go Miami Dolphins, and he need to get in the Wildcat and put Breece Hall and Dalvin Cook back there. Because, I mean, true. I mean what else y'all
in solidarity with my one year as a Jets fan,
I feel frustrated.
Like, have a play in, my God.
Man.
When we return, it's the game of the year, Cowboys-Eagles. But who has the early edge? What quarterback are we taking? What head coach are we taking? Which offense are we taking? Shady, James Jones, they're going to break down who got the better quarterback, better coach, better defense, better offense, and who the weapon X, the secret X factor is. That's next on Speed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, family, this is a matchup we've all been waiting for. Now I got the Eagles' all-time rushing leader, LeSean Shady McCoy. I got James Jones, led the league in receiving touchdowns while playing for Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy.
Sir.
So, fellas, I need y'all to educate me as you educate the viewers. This is my favorite topic of the day. Who has the edge? You got the all-time rushing leader. You got a man who knows Mike McCarthy all too well. Let's start with the coaches. Speaking of Mike McCarthy, 2-5, who's got the edge head coach-wise? Eagles, Cowboys.
I'm going with Nick, man. I mean, I love what Mike is doing right now with the Cowboys, but them trophies he got back then, they super old. They got a lot of dust on them.
You
got
to dust them off?
I call them dinosaur trophies. But nah, Nick Sirianni, in these last 2 years, he has the best record in football.
Yep. Yeah.
That's hard to do.
Very hard
to do. Each year he has his boys playing. No matter who's the quarterback, no matter who's the running back, wide receiver, he has these boys playing ball.
I hear you.
And I'm going with Nick Sirianni. Let's go.
I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, the crazy thing about it is Coach Nick ain't even got nothing to dust off.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? At least Coach Mike got something to blow the dust off. Mm. Coach Nick ain't even got nothing. Mm. All Coach Mike do, wherever he goes,
it's
find ways to win football games. And that's what he's doing in Dallas. That's what he did in Green Bay. And I don't care if it's a trophy you got to dust off. He won one. Head coach, Coach Mike McCarthy, one of the best coaches in the game. Mm. And it ain't close right now.
I hear you. Okay, let's populate Shady so the viewer knows exactly what's going on here. Quarterback 2-5, starting with you. Jalen Hurts struggling. Dak Prescott, he's winding it up right now. But where you at, 2-5?
The question is, who's the edge right now?
You got the edge right now.
Now who's better? Who's the edge?
Yes, sir.
It's an easy one. Nah, I'm not switching. I'm gonna go with Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is playing great football right now. He's hot. He's a hot streak. We talking about MVP right now for a reason. So I gotta go with Dak Prescott right now.
James Jones, let me get your answer, big dog.
I'm proud of you.
I'm so proud.
You don't leave him hanging?
Yeah.
You don't leave him hanging?
Yeah.
I keep it real.
You see, I don't do the flip-flop. Like some of y'all.
See that?
Like some of y'all, I just keep it real.
You be flip-flopping on my dog, Dak, but you see my picture up there already. It's Dak Prescott. He's playing at an MVP level. He's playing at a higher level than Jalen Hurts right now.
Okay.
Everybody can see it with their own two eyes. It's very clear. He's making this whole team better, offense and defense.
Hold on, Shady, why are you confused? Why are you confused?
Wait, hold up.
Why are you confused?
Is this dying? What's going on? Anyway.
James, I got to start with you on this one. Who has the better offense edge right now? Mm-hmm. Eagles, Cowboys.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, it's CeeDee Lamb. It's Tony Pollard.
Okay.
It's Dak Prescott. Okay. They got too many dudes over there. I'm taking the Eagles.
Oh. Why the Eagles?
Come on, man. You got A.J. Brown playing out of his mind. You got Devontae Smith. You get Dallas Goddard back on the football field.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be big for that Philadelphia offense. Obviously, Jalen Hurts. The offensive line is crazy. I'm going with this Eagles.
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually going to go with the Eagles, too, man. Yeah. And my first player's got to be DeAndre Swift. Mm. When he gets 10 carries or more, but we're undefeated. Yep, yeah, I ain't going with the Cowboys. No, I ain't doing that. I'm going with the Eagles, baby.
Now, here's the thing. I guess Shady pre-show went with the Cowboys, so that's the only
draft
we have.
They thought wrong.
Put it up there anyway. There we go.
Shady, let's get to the defense, James Jones.
I'll be Shady. That's right.
I don't know why they did that. You know, they always try to prank me on TV. Come on now.
James, what defense are you going with now?
Come on, man. I'm going with one of the best defenses in football playing right now, and that's the Dallas Cowboys, man. Micah Parsons, they closed out that game, and I know it was against the Seattle Seahawks, but when they had to make a play, DeMarcus Lawrence made a play. We all know what Bland is doing. They are playing at a high level right now. I'm taking the Cowboys defense in this one.
2-5. It's not gonna look good. It's not gonna look good.
It ain't hard.
It's not gonna look good.
I'm gonna go with the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah.
That boy from Harrisburg.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I did it! I got the Eagles. Oh, I said that. Hey, look, I glued Micah in the defense, but hey, hold on. Man, you know what? They did give up 30-some points to the Seahawks now.
Did you just see what y'all did?
Hold on. Here's the truth of the matter. We prepped this show at 7 a.m. People a little tired. People a little sleepy.
Yeah.
People ain't had their coffee yet. Beforehand, Shady might have said something.
No
but
doubt.
Now that he on the show, now that his mind's
mind
a little
changed.
More right,
yes.
His mind changes.
Yo, He went with his heart.
See, y'all try to do this all the time. Y'all try to make me pick certain Cowboys that make me do it? Just let me be real about it, man.
They saying this is what you said, not them.
Okay, let's get to the X Factor. James Jones, who's going to be the X Factor in this game?
This is very simple right here, and look at me, man. The X Factor is Dak Prescott. You like that? You the MVP? You all this? You better than Jalen Hurts? This your division? Right? Every time you play a winning team, you find a way to lose? It's on you, brother. Mm. This team will win if Dak Prescott plays well. This team will lose if Dak Prescott don't. So you the X Factor. I don't care who you got. I don't care who hurt. I don't care none of that. You got to show up, Dak Prescott, and be the X Factor, the guy to win this football game.
Now, regardless of what Shady says, I am not sure what picture will come on the screen. That's the only thing I can promise you.
See this?
I don't know what picture is going to come on the screen.
X Factor.
So, Shady, who's your X Factor now?
For my X Factor, I don't got to give no crazy speech like he just did. My X Factor, he's a baller.
Who is that?
DeAndre Swift.
Okay.
Let's get it right.
Okay.
Can I show my boy?
Oh,
yeah. Because you know what? When he gets 10 carries or more, what we do for the Philadelphia Eagles?
The Dubs.
We get wins.
Dubs.
Right? And when we need a spark, we go to this guy, number zero. He's a beast. He's a baller. And we need to go through him first to get a big win in Dallas. And if he gets that ball, Nick Sirianni, if he gets that ball, we're going to win that game.
Now,
we don't need no pep talk, though.
This is my favorite segment that we've done here thus far. But, Joy, I need you to conclude it all for us. Table 5, take a step back for me real quick. Big dog, Joy, who would you rather have Sunday, Jalen Hurts or Dak Prescott? We talking quarterbacks.
Tough. I blame the producers for constantly putting me in a position to have to make this statement on television because Dak Prescott is playing the best quarterback of his career. He's playing at an MVP level. They are winning games because of him. He has been great this season. In this game, though, we are asking about this game. We've already watched these two teams match up. And who won? Oh. Who played at a higher level and lost? I'm going with Jalen Hurts because I've seen Jalen make the play at the end of the games against good opponents, against winning opponents, and get the dub. Mm. Which at the end of the day, if we're talking about MVPs, if we're talking about statistics, fine. To me, that's a different conversation. The Eagles are playing to keep their space at the top of the NFC and at the top of the division. And in order to do that, they need to win this game. And I think that Jalen Hurts has the capabilities to do that. Dak played a really good game against the Eagles the last time that they matched up this season, but they didn't win.
True.
And every pass, every decision matters. So you can say that, you know, he played out of his mind, he played this unbelievable game. Well, they lost. And a lot of us feel that wins and losses are a quarterback stat. If you're in the MVP conversation, if it comes down to you, then it has to come down to you always. Mm. And in this situation, I'm going to go with.
I like that.
Can I ask you a question?
You may ask me a question, James. Yes.
Who would you rather have this weekend, Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts? I didn't hear you.
I said Jalen Hurts. Sunday.
Let me ask you again.
I mean, listen, we want to see. Let me ask you this. Knowing the outcome of the last time they matched up, you would have Dak Prescott in that game?
100%. He was the best player on the field.
And they lost.
Yeah, they did.
Did they lose because he doesn't have a defense? Did they lose because he doesn't have an all-pro wide receiver? Did they lose because he doesn't have a running game? Because he doesn't have a Super Bowl winning head coach?
Because
he doesn't have a Super Bowl level defensive coordinator? It comes down to wins and losses. We're not talking about anyone else on this team, on either of these teams, as the MVP, as the most valuable player. Dak Prescott is going to make a whole bunch more money at the end of this season based off of how he played this year, and he deserves every penny of it. Mm-hmm. He has earned all of it. He has played excellent football.
No doubt.
He has shut everybody up about the turnovers from last year. Mm-hmm. He is playing at a very high level. This weekend, and I hate doing this because it sounds like I'm saying Dak is not good. He is.
We know
this game is potentially going to determine the NFC.
No doubt.
So you can play at a super high level, but you might have to play at a superstar level. You might have to play at an elite level, an all-time level, in order to win. And that's what he needed to do against the Eagles. He played great, but it wasn't enough.
Let me ask you this. Since that game, obviously Dak played well, but he didn't win. Jalen Hurts won. Dak Prescott statistically outplayed Jalen Hurts, irrelevant. Jalen Hurts won. I would say that Jalen Hurts has been getting worse, and I would say that Dak Prescott has been getting better. The margin of victory last game, the last time they played each other, 5 points, 28-23. Yeah. Dak Prescott, he's been getting better. Jalen Hurts been getting worse. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts also isn't healthy. Don't you think that Dak Prescott, based upon how he is playing, and Jalen Hurts based upon how he's playing since they last played, has closed that gap?
Yes, for sure. This season?
Mm-hmm. Or even for this game. You know, given the fact that
he didn't
win.
We're going to find out. Because if Dak Prescott outplays Jalen Hurts statistically again and they lose, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? I mean, Cowboys fans might care. So people who are in the MVP conversation might care. But at the end of the day, if you play the Eagles twice this year and you lose, which may not happen.
You got no argument.
Then what are we talking about?
So real quick, because what she's saying, if Jalen Hurts wins, it don't matter. So
irrelevant, yeah.
Okay, so you say Jalen's been playing worse and
Dak's been playing better.
But if they win.
If the Eagles win, yep.
It don't
matter to me. That's why Jalen Hurts is still my MVP. Because at the end of the day, right as it stands right now, Dak Prescott is statistically more impressive than Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. But Jalen Hurts be getting W's. Now, I don't know why people forget the 5-touchdown game that Jalen Hurts had against the Bills. Again, it wasn't that impressive. I'll be honest. I wasn't that impressed. First three quarters were atrocious. But he had 5 touchdowns and they beat the Bills in overtime. To me, that has to matter. That 5-touchdown performance has to matter as much as Dak Prescott's 3 or 4 touchdown performance against the Seahawks. Bills, Seahawks, by record, they're equal. They're both 6-6. It has to matter. So if Hurts wins, to me, that is all that matters.
And they both have blowout losses to the Niners.
Mm-hmm. So it does matter. I'm curious, though, James Jones. Well, really, I'll go to you, Shady, because I'm curious at the aspect of Dak is ascending right now. He just is. Jalen Hurts is descending right now. He just is. The Eagles are descending right now. Not drastically, but they just are. Cowboys are ascending right now. Pretty drastically. Would you rather have Hurts or Dak on Sunday?
I'm going to go with Hurts. I think when it comes to big moments, right, he shows up. Clutch moments, he shows up. I think this game is going to come down to pressure, right? Fourth quarter, one team might be up, other team might be down, and we might need our quarterback to make that big play. And if I had to count on any quarterback, especially out of these two in this game, I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts. Now, one thing you did say is that Jalen has been playing great at all, and Dak has been playing really, really good. So, yeah, I think Dak's playing better than Jalen, but if I had to take a quarterback for this game because it might get tough, the bright lights are going to show.
Mm-hmm.
It's Dallas, right? It's True. Dallas for a reason. I'm going to take Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. You already know where I'm going. I'm going Dak Prescott. I just think he's clearly the best quarterback in the National Football League right now, the way he's playing football right now. Using his legs, making the right throws, throwing his receivers open. He has this offense playing at a high level. He's playing really good football. And we talked about Jalen Hurts. I don't think he's played consistent football all season long. Hey, you find the ways to win. Does it cover some of that up? Absolutely. That's what winning does. Kudos to you. But when you talk about eyeball test and looking on the football field and seeing these two quarterbacks play, Dak Prescott is playing at an extremely high level right now. And I'm taking Dak Prescott. And I know Dak has had his little issues in the playoffs, but Dak don't got no issues winning in the regular season. Dak Prescott wins a lot of football games in the regular season. So, you know, with that being said, it's not like we're talking about a losing quarterback that has not found ways to win. Dak wins in the regular season. So I'm taking Dak Prescott.
Dak's winning in the regular season is why I don't flip out week to week with the Cowboys. This level of play we haven't seen from Dak before. But Dak has won regular season games since he was the starter. Like, he's had them winning the division. He really has a great record in the division. He's made it to the postseason. He's won postseason games. That's why I say with the Cowboys, to me, all season long, everything that's happening, the whole story of the season, it all comes down to me what they do in the postseason. Because if you like that and you're talking the way that they're talking and you have the expectations that they do, not because the media said that they should have expectations, but because of the talent that you have in that building, then what you do in the postseason is what matters the most to me.
When we return, we got to find out what players are just like that. It is time for Crazy Work. 2-5, gonna show y'all the best players and the best plays from this past weekend. It's America's favorite segment, Crazy Work.
We'll block it
when we return after this. This is called giving out crazy, crazy, crazy work. You get off my ground. LeSean McCoy. You don't know my staff. We'll be getting bread when they come to a game. That's called crazy work.
Ooh. Oh, it's still good. Patty cake, patty cake. Hey, the master man. No need to skip, be chip or beat the
pain. Peanut butter, crunch of nut butter. In fact, I snap back like a ball. That's crazy work. That's the chance. M-A-T-H-O-D. It needs no introduction. 2-5, get it going.
Method Man, Wu-Tang Clan was the boys. My bad. Shout out to the DJ in the back, my boy Heller. Anyway, we giving out crazy, crazy work. When you ball out, you get that crazy work hoodie. I show a lot of love from Speak, and we giving you love to when you ball out. Let's get to it. Who we got first, man? Who we got first? My boy, Pittsburgh. Now, I went to Pittsburgh University, but we at the Pittsburgh Steelers house. Hines, Phil, James, Connor giving out crazy work.
God dog.
I run over you
God
sometimes.
Dog.
Or I run and shake you up. Am I going left? Am I going right? Look at Minka Fitzpatrick.
Oh, that's Minka, too.
You never see Minka feel like that. He came back. He came back to play this game. He was hurt, and he still couldn't make the tackle. James Connor, he's a beast, my boy. He did not win, but he is a dog. We going to number two. Who is it?
Who number two, big
Kristen
dog?
Kristen Watson.
Come on,
he's
down.
A beast. They said he couldn't catch. I can't tell. We call this right here, give him crazy work, but we really call it climbing the ladder. Can you fly with me? Boy, he got a 40-inch vertical and he shows up.
I got Lambeau Field on there finally.
Number two, what are you doing? If he was 6'6", you might have got it. But you not.
He not.
He didn't win, though.
He didn't win.
And I'm mad at Chiefs lost. But number three, who's the winner? Can we show it, please? Tyreek Hill. We talk about an MVP. Let's talk about the MVP for real. Look at this dude. Number 29, Martin couldn't put a hand on Tyreek Hill. Let's bring this thing back. He's not running right here first.
It starts at the release.
Listen. And all of you going to ball out. We're going to go to Six Flags. We're going to Disney World, Universal Studios. We're going to have a blast. I'm going to shake you up. Arrow. He didn't get a hand on him. You talk about an MVP. Listen.
He tried to get
it's only one man right now playing this good. And he's not playing, he's retired. His name is Calvin Johnson. And guess what he's about to do? He's coming for your spot. He's on pace to do something we've never seen before, 2,000 some yards.
Ever.
Can we give him his love? Give me that hoodie for a second.
Love.
Now I play with you, you know you're my dog. So I said, should I give him an extra large or large? I got you a medium, because I know you like your muscles tight. Put this on in Miami. I know it's hot down there, but sometimes it does get cold. It starts raining and all that. Y'all winning games, get in the cold tub, get your legs back, and put that crazy work hoodie on. Tyreek Hill, MVP this year. Stop playing with him.
Great.
You know what I mean?
2-5.
It ain't no quarterback. It ain't no Dak Prescott. It ain't Jalen Hurts.
It ain't
Patty Mahomes.
It ain't Patty.
The MVP is in Miami, and it's not Tua. His number's 10.
Tyreek
Hill. And sometimes they call him the cheater.
Yeah. Somebody who agrees with 2-5 of Harrisburg boy, Micah Parsons, because Micah Parsons said Tyreek Hill is one of them ones. He said he's the one. So far as to say he could be Tyreek Hill's quarterback. But as Micah Parsons disrespecting Tua as he praises Tyreek, come back for a great conversation. It's more Speak after this. All right, family, we are in overtime. Now, there's been a little bit of controversy surrounding Tyreek Hill, Tua Tagovailoa. Micah Parsons, he says, if I say I'm talking crazy, obviously I'm playing around. I tell CD I could get him to zero catches if I was playing DB. This is every day. I am being dramatic, but I do think Tyreek can make everyone look good. That was Micah Parsons clarifying the volume and the sound that you're about to hear right now.
I am talking crazy right now, and I'm talking very crazy. I truly believe I could be Tyreek Hill's quarterback. Yeah, I could throw it up to Tyreek Hill. I could throw a screen pass to Debo. And this might be the crazy Madden side of me, but these players are just that good.
The greatest equation any sports fan on Twitter will ever hear is the equation that I am about to tell you. The greatest equation you will hear is this one. Hold, please. Let me write it down. Very simple. It is this. Timing plus accuracy equals yak. Timing plus accuracy equals yards after catch. Yards after catch does not just miraculously happen. Tyreek Hill is just not miraculously on pace to break a record. It is because of timing and accuracy. That is what equals yak. So no, not just any quarterback could be Tyreek Hill's quarterback. It takes a quarterback that is incredibly precise with timing. It takes a quarterback that is incredibly accurate to have these yak yards. I think that anybody who insinuates that Tyreek Hill is just doing it and could do it with anybody, it's incredibly offensive, joke or no joke. Can we head back to the desk? Because James Jones, I had to get that off my chest. I know you're a receiver, yeah. But I just had to let the world know it's a timing and accuracy it thing. Yeah. Now, Joy, you are the resident Miami Dolphins fan at this desk, at least the resident Miami Dolphins resident. So let me ask you this. What's your reaction to Micah saying he could be Tyreek Hill's quarterback?
Well, he did say he was talking crazy. And then he clarified did. What that meant. But then he said he truly thinks it. So I see why people got upset about it. I don't think he's trying to disrespect Tua. I really don't. Because Tua's played with Patrick Mahomes and got busy with Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. and he certainly isn't going to say that he's better than Patrick Mahomes. And Tyreek was doing close to what he's doing now with Patrick Mahomes. These are both good quarterbacks who are also both accurate, as Tyreek very loudly said before the season how accurate Tua is. Let me translate for Micah a bit. What he's saying is, we are paying attention to yak yards. Mm-hmm. We are watching these receivers get crazy busy after the catch. Mm-hmm. And that can appear as if anyone could throw them the ball. Now, you're right. That does require a lot more. I think Micah has one of the most unique talent sets and is one of the best defenders in the league. Respectfully, he couldn't do what Tua is doing. He couldn't do what Brock Purdy is doing with Debo. He couldn't do what Mahomes did with Tyreek, so on and so forth. But what he's saying is, we need to put some respect on Debo. We need to put some respect on Tyreek Hill. We need to pay attention to how good these receivers are after they receive the ball. Yes, we obviously love to see a deep bomb and an unbelievable catch, but these yak yards are contributing to how potent these offenses are. So I think I'm translating for Micah when he says that I could, talking crazy, throw the ball to Tyreek.
My problem, James, my problem 2-5, yeah, I've heard this before. I'm sure y'all have as well. There's a little bit of truth in every joke.
No doubt.
A little bit of truth in it. Anytime somebody clowns you a little bit of truth in that. I don't even like the little bit of truth that might exist in this joke, James Jones.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at with it. I mean, we all know he's talking crazy. You know what I mean? But it is taking a little credit away from what Tua was doing for Tyreek Hill as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? However you listen to it, however you break it down, it's like, okay, you can bring in Tim Boyle. He can throw the Tyreek. I mean, that's what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically what he's saying, you could bring in Tim Boyle to throw the Tyreek Hill and he would have these numbers. And that is not true. And that's why I kind of take this as a little shot at Tua. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not true. Like, Tua's timing is everything. Tua is extremely accurate. When you talk about Tua and Tyreek Hill, what they're doing right now, his best season with the best quarterback in the National Football League and Patrick Mahomes, he had 1479. He got 1710 last year, and he got 1481 this year in 12 games with Tua. So it's not throw nobody out there. It's timing. It's accuracy. It's chemistry. It's all that, right? And these plays right here, I'll show you a couple plays. These plays right here, like, every single quarterback is not throwing. And yes, Tyreek Hill is getting open, but these are timing. This is double covered right here, and Tua still throws this thing on time, in rhythm, knows Tyreek finna run past the double team, ball on the money. Right here, this is just a simple dig route, an in-breaking route right here, but boom, Tua put that back foot in the ground, the ball is coming out. And we always know as receivers, the faster the ball gets to you, the more yak you
can get. This is my favorite one right here, though.
And this right here is just one. Man, if y'all think I can't throw the ball and you think I ain't accurate, check this out. There's no other place to put this football. So when you say I can throw the Tyreek Hill, no, you can't. And I know you talking crazy, and we cool with that. We talking about you on the TV. But it is crazy because Tua is playing at a high level right now with Reek, and that's why Reek is in this MVP conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I think Mike is just saying, giving a lot of credit to Tyreek Hill. Yeah. I don't know if he's really shading Tua, because Tua's a really good quarterback. I just think that it just shows how great Tyreek Hill really is. He's just saying, like, he's so good, man, he can play with anybody.
Okay.
Right? And we keep talking about this MVP conversation every day, right? And we let these
computer dudes, right, on Vegas tell us who should be the favorites. Now Brock Purdy all of a sudden is one of the favorites. How? When a guy like Tyreek Hill that everybody in the league can see, like, yo, this dude balls out with anybody. He left Kansas City and comes to the Dolphins. We didn't know he would be like this. I know he'd be a great player, but like this? He's a freaking dog. And then without him, I don't know what they look like without Tyreek Hill. So I'll just say this. I think Mike is just speaking on how great Tyreek Hill is and that he's our true MVP. If we're really talking about most valuable player, best player in this league, MVP is the best player in the league. I can't, some of the guys that we naming, I can't say they're the best player in the league.
Well, that's
Tyreek, we can say that.
That's the other part of it, too, I think. When you talk about what Tua looked like without Tyreek, and we know that Tua had the capability of doing what he's doing with Tyreek, and all quarterbacks need help. But Tyreek has taken the Dolphins to a whole other level. Like, Tua's in the MVP conversation in part because of what Tyreek is doing. That, like, it's a combination. It's a partnership there. And when he also mentioned Debo in the quote. We didn't play it, but we saw what Brock Purdy was without Debo. Now, he also didn't have Trent Williams, but we have some evidence here that they are really aiding in the success and the numbers that these quarterbacks are having. It's not a knock on their abilities because they are the ones delivering the ball. They do play the most important position. They have to get the ball to these receivers. And there are plenty of quarterbacks who can't. But I just really think Micah is giving flowers to these receivers who are, look, Tua got the ball to Reed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gone instantly. Right. Professional defenders everywhere, and he's gone. So I think he's just really giving credit to them.
I just want to contextualize it, because I'm not making this up. We have the data. Tyreek Hill played without Tua Tagovailoa last season, and it did not look the same. Tyreek, without Tua, the Dolphins were 1-4. Tyreek had 6 catches a game compared to roughly 8 catches a game. 74 yards a game compared to roughly 123 yards a game. 1 touchdown compared to 8 touchdowns, a 66% increase in yards per game. Not anybody could do it. Tua balls because of Tyreek. Tyreek balls because of Tua. We don't need to separate the two. They're both great.
Yep.
When we return, the Bills, not so great. Battling for a playoff spot, and right now neither's balling because of anybody. They're sitting at 6-6. Is it already a must-win game as the Bills face one of their greatest foes all season, the Kansas City Chiefs? They're coming off a bye week, but we have not forgotten where they left off. Bills, do they gotta have it? Next on Speak. All right, family, we are in our hurry-up offense, and this one has to be discussed. The Bills are sitting at 6-6, behind teams with quarterbacks led by C.J. Beathard, along the likes of Jake Browning, amongst others. That doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even sound right coming out of my mouth. But, Shady, the Bills have the Chiefs this weekend. Is it a must-win game Sunday for the Bills?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if they're going to have a chance to get in the playoffs, right, and I think right now to get the Chiefs, they're the most vulnerable they'll ever be.
True.
Right? They're up and down. You know, the wide receivers for the Bills are not the Bills, but the Chiefs are not consistent. If they're going to win this game, it's got to be now. Because if not, then what? They got a nice stretch of hard teams to play against. And it's just going to feel funny to see the Bills not in the playoffs.
Correct.
So if you don't get in the playoffs, you got to make some magic. Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen, we got to see it. They've had some great moments and some close games, but they haven't closed out. Them close games have the same thing with the Chiefs, but win the game at the end.
Also, imagine the Bills not getting into the playoffs, Joy, in a year where Gardner Minshew was in the playoffs. In a year where rookie C.J. Stroud is in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. In a year where C.J. Beathard climbs and carries the Texans into the playoffs. In a year where Mitch Trubisky and or Kenny Pickett gets into the playoffs. That just seems asinine. Is it a must-win game for the Bills?
Yeah, it's icky. It's icky there in the middle for the AFC.
It's not good.
I don't love it. I'm like, no, I don't want to see those first rounds
at
Josh all.
I don't want to see Gardner Minshew.
I don't want to see. No disrespect. No disrespect. I know we have a Colts fan here in studio who is not trying to hear. None. We're talking about right now. yes. I mean, we need the Bills in the playoffs. We just do. And they realistically need to finish 4-1 to ensure a playoff spot. So they're going to have to start that this Sunday. There's teams that have lighter schedules to finish the season in the AFC, and they've put themselves in a real hole. So, yeah, this is it's crazy because this game prior to this year would have been 1-1s who circle.
Yeah.
And now it's like we're circling it, but not for the reasons that we thought we would. So, yeah, this is a very, very important game for how the AFC playoff picture is going to look. I mean, you've got Kansas City. It ain't going to get any easier next week against the Cowboys. Chargers and Patriots obviously are not a good team. Then you finish the season at Miami. So this is one of the ones you have to get.
Yeah, it's playoff time. It's playoff time for the Buffalo Bills 5 weeks straight right now. Because, I mean, you're trying to punch your ticket to the playoffs. So every single game from here on out is a must-win for the Buffalo Bills. This is playoff time. And this is really good for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Because you have to be at your best every single week for the next 5 weeks. And then, obviously, getting into the playoffs. But they are in playoff mode. This is a must-win against the Kansas City Chiefs, who's coming off a really bad loss against the Green Bay Packers. It's going to be a good football game, but they got to find a way to get this one done.
Got to find a way to get it done. If I'm not mistaken, Shady to my right, 7-5 he started. Then they won 8 straight games, and the Bucs won the Super Bowl. So we've seen it happen before. Josh Allen, you up. Well, Trent Williams called out the Eagles fans. I guess we're going to want to see this one after the break. Trent Williams talking a little talk. Not surprising. Not surprising. That's next. Future Hall of Famer, Trent Williams, offensive tackle for the Niners. He said, look, one thing about Eagles fans is they do turn on the team pretty quick. They got a short attention span, and those guys, they only got a few quarters to impress. And if they don't, you're going to start to hear the boo birds early. Shade, you know Eagles fans better than anybody in the world. What you make of this?
He's right. I like it like this, though. It makes everything, it's authentic. Play good, we cheer for you, play bad. Hey, we don't like it. They paying their hard-earned money. They work for us, so I get it. That's why Philadelphia is a special place. You can't play there if you're not tough. You soft, right? You can't play there. Ben Simmons couldn't make it there. Soft. I don't want to name other NFL dudes that I'm cool with the Eagles, but if you don't have that heart in you, you won't make it. Yeah. I like it like that.
Yeah, I mean, Philly grimy. Them fans grimy. I done played there before. You know what I mean? Wife done been to the game. She said, I ain't coming no more.
You know? I love it. Well, look, y'all can watch any show and y'all hang with us. We don't take it for granted. We'll see y'all tomorrow.